launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features there are free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give it away. freetalklive.com. And some of the things we give away include our archives, a bunch of them. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can click the last week's worth right there on the front page of the site. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back all the way to late 2006. It's all courtesy of HostGator.
That's right. Nothing in this world's free. And HostGator sponsors the archives page at archives.freetalklive.com. You can also go through this portal that we've created is HostGator.freetalklive.com. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. If you use that portal that we've created for HostGator, that's HostGator.freetalklive.com. You'll get your first month completely free.
All right, you take control of the airwaves. We continue taking your phone calls about what you want. So let's start this hour out with Chris, listening in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hey, what's up? Love the show, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wanting to call in. Someone was talking about like the economy earlier. This kind of ties in with that. Like, I'm just so astonished as to like how ignorant the public population is to like the Federal Reserve and how money works. It's like in their wallet and everything. Every single day they spend it, and they have no idea where it comes from. I mean, do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. If all you have to do is think back how you were before you found out about this.
Exactly.
Stuff, and you'll realize
right.
that's exactly how Americans are. I remember when I was first getting the very first tickle of this, I had the opportunity to talk to some girl who had no more of an idea than I did about it. And I said that money should be backed by gold, and she said, "Well, gold causes inflation." And I could so handily handle that now, and you know, no problem at all. But at the time, I didn't know how. I couldn't give her proof that gold doesn't cause inflation. I knew it wasn't true.
You hadn't even known what inflation really was, right?
Indeed, I didn't know that inflation was an increase in the amount of money in circulation, as opposed to
an increase in prices.
Prices across the board. Or
it's
whatever.
An increase in prices is a symptom of inflation, typically.
And it's just, like, so vital for me, for, like, someone to wake up to all the crap that's going on. Because, like, for me, when I was, like, watching something, when I actually found out about it in a documentary, I was just like, man, that just opened the door to so many different things. Like, that was, like, the one fact that opened my eyes to every single other thing that's going on in the world today. Like, just how screwed we're getting, really. I mean, it's crazy.
What was the documentary?
And, like, I'm loving the idea. I mean, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, and, like, he's trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve, and I mean, if people just knew why he was trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve, I mean, maybe a lot more people would vote for him, you know? I mean, if there was no income tax, we'd all have a lot more money.
How's that going, by the way? Just as an aside, how's the old audit the Fed bill coming along?
Oh, you know, he continuously tries to get this through, and I mean, it just never works. They just never can get it done there.
Yeah,
you know, all these incumbents are getting thrown out by the Tea Party members, and I see Rand Paul's kicking ass down there. Sorry, but
well, are they getting thrown out? The election hasn't happened yet.
Well, he's doing really well down there against Jack Conway down in Kentucky. So
there's not an incumbent either.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's I've been listening to podcasts of the debates, you know, and Rand Paul just always talks about issues, and it just seems like Jack Conway is all about like just a bunch of rhetoric. Like,
it's too bad Rand Paul doesn't actually really get what liberty is all about, or maybe he gets it and has rejected it because that apple fell a little too far from the tree.
I've never been into politics, but after hearing some of the things that he had to say, I was just
shocking.
I could not even verbally back that man.
Well, personally, my biggest issue is the Federal Reserve, and I would back any candidate that wanted to kill the Federal Reserve.
Even a racist.
Honestly,
Mark?
Look, I'm just telling you. You know, the guy, he's not a racist. He's a guy against immigration.
I didn't say he was a racist. You just said I would back any candidate that wants to get rid
it's
of the Federal
really
Reserve.
It's going to be really distasteful for me to back a racist that is against the Federal Reserve, but thanks for taking it to the hyperbolic end you could find it. No problem. Mm-hmm. Like, not addressed.
Watch your words, man.
The fact that you could find, you know, something good inside of a candidate like Rand Paul.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, Ron Paul's like the more, you know, I mean, if I was would support any politician, it would be Ron Paul for sure. I mean, I'm not too fond of politicians either. And I mean, I listen regularly and I know you guys' view on them and stuff. And, you know, I'm just, the Federal Reserve is just so like, people have no idea it's an actual bank, not tied to the government at all. Like the myth is that the government is somehow taught, like owns the Federal Reserve and like, you know, it prints the money itself, but no, like the Federal Reserve prints it and then lends it to the government, wanting interest back, which cannot possibly be paid back.
Well, the government appoints the chairman, right? Doesn't the government appoint the chairman of the
president
Federal Reserve?
Does.
The president, yeah. Well, the president is part of the government.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they're pretty tied together. There's no doubt about that. They work
hand in hand. It's a quasi-governmental organization is the best way to describe it.
But, you know, this whole idea that you should support Rand Paul, who in many issues, on many issues, really drops the ball and is disturbingly a control freak, that the idea that you should support somebody because they're right on one issue, I think, is really wrong. I mean, you could Dennis Kucinich is right about the war, but I don't want to put money behind his campaign.
Well, it depends on what you mean by support. You know, when I look at my candidates and I look at the small amount of money, and I understand that cash is far more important than votes. When I look at the small amount of money that I'm willing to give to candidates, I'm going to support if I'm going to support anybody on a federal level, it's only going to be candidates that support. You know, ending the Federal Reserve, and I don't mean auditing; I mean ending it, driving a stake through its heart. And you know, Rand Paul's on that list. But I have only, from a federal level, given money to John Dennis and Ron Paul, not Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Rand Paul wins, because here's what you're missing, Ian: you're not going to get John Dennis in Kentucky. He's not an option. You've got Rand Paul or the stinky, crappy Democrat that's against all the stuff you're for, you're against Rand Paul on, and the Federal Reserve. So you've got an option. Then this is the only option when it comes to politics, especially in a general election. Is the lesser of two evils. So I'm not going to talk crap.
I don't care.
Right. Well, I know you don't. I think I believe that the federal government, we should just cut it off and let it go.
It's not going to make a difference.
That isn't going to happen.
Rand Paul
week.
Getting elected or not isn't going to make a difference.
The thing with the Federal Reserve is, like, back when we gained our independence from England, the United States gained its independence from England, they wanted to get rid of, you know, England was, like, taxing the crap out of them, and they wanted to have their own money, and then they did for a while until 1913, and now we're getting taxed again, and we're right back where we started.
Much, much farther than before, because I believe when the, I guess colonies at that point declared their independence, it was only a 3% tax. And at this point, I mean, half of your income is going to this overburdened government.
Plus, the United States history with a fiat currency is a little more complicated than what you said. We're really, at this point, I believe, at the third national bank, the third central bank that we've had. But, yeah, I get the ideas.
Yeah.
So what else do you want to share tonight?
No, you know, I just wanted to put my opinions out there. Like, people, like, just a lot of people, probably 9 out of 10 people, have no idea where money comes from. I think it's fascinating, like... Basically, is just all I wanted to say.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. John Dennis wants to end the war, Rand Paul is a warmonger.
John Dennis is a far superior candidate. There's no doubt. If I've got money, it's just simply not going to go to Rand at this point.
Thank goodness. But, he's a killer. 800-259-9231. And he wants to build, a fence with helicopter pads. Was it underground electrified fence, I think it was?
Well, that'll work.
Wasn't that what it was? What do you want? I think that's what he
wanted. My dog couldn't stay in an electric fence. How are we going to keep out a bunch of people?
Rand Paul is so clueless when it comes to liberty. He doesn't even get the war on drugs issue. I mean, come on.
Actually, that was retracted by the campaign. That was
is that right?
It was a misstatement. You know, that part isn't true.
Well, I'd like to see some evidence of that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Actually, I don't really care. It's not like it's going to get me to support him either way. 1-800-259-9231. If you're a xenophobe, you're not going to have my support. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Speaking of xenophobia, I've got an email about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of these airwaves. Just dial in toll free. This is Free Talk Live. The number is 1-800-259-9231. And the number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find there. We've got a bunch of them. You can listen in, of course, around the clock, actually. So if it's 5 in the morning and you want to hear what happened on Free Talk Live the prior night, just tune into our live streams. Yeah, you get it. The last episode of the show airing around the clock until the next episode airs.
Listen.freetalklive.com?
That's right, listen.freetalklive.com. And on that page, you'll find the phone number that you need for our listen line. So perhaps you are away from an internet connection because they aren't quite ubiquitous yet.
But if you are on the road, you want to listen via your cell phone, or maybe you're in the office and you want to listen via your office phone, as long as you can dial long distance, you can listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. Plus, we've got our satellite option and our wonderful 80-plus radio stations from coast to coast and beyond. All over there, listen.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, there's a certain book you've been reading to Jack, your two-ish-year-old son?
Yeah, two and a half.
Two and a half.
It's called An Island Called Liberty. And actually, I haven't been doing that much reading to Jack in the last a couple of weeks or week or so. My mother had been in town, and she had pretty much taken up the job of reading to Jack. He wanted her to read everything. And he was dragging this book out and having her read it.
Daddy sucks!
Well,
I want Mama. Well, or Grandma.
Muffy. Is
Muffy.
Because it's really great. When you have a child, they don't know anything. So I just made up a name that I thought would be really funny. And so I have him call her Muffy rather than
Are you also teaching him odd colors, like blue is green and...
No, that seems just mean, but this was a good way to screw with my mother just in the process.
Okay.
So it's an island called Liberty. You can get it at freemarketunderdog.com. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page. Could make it one of your child's favorites, too. And speaking of children, it may not be even your child. Christmas is coming up. Buy a box of these. Give them to all your friends' kids, and it's like infecting their little minds with liberty. It's freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. By the way, don't forget to visit Meg over at her website, libertyflare.com. You can get little one-inch buttons and for a variety of different liberty organizations and such.
Yep, and this is the last week I'm actually running a promotion where 25% of all sales go to the Liberty on Tour guys to get them cop lock cameras.
So, that's a good idea.
And you get a free cop lock pin if you buy anything from now till the end of the month. So go ahead and go there and get free cop lock flare.
Sweet. Head on over to libertyflare.com and take advantage of that. So you said this is the last week, meaning it ends...
At the end of this month.
At the end of this month. Oh, okay, right. So you got another 10 days or so.
Then. Yeah.
All right. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, speaking of a cop block, I believe we have copblock.org's Brett on the line here. Is this Brett from Cop Block? Is this you?
Yeah.
Oh,
that would be me.
Hi, Brett.
Here you are. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to get your guys' opinion on social contracts.
They don't exist.
Pretty lengthy. What's that?
They don't exist.
Oh, yeah. I was having a pretty lengthy conversation over on Facebook over the last 24 hours with a guy on there. It was me and also Jen from Cop Black was in on that one, too. We were talking. It came about. We were talking about how when Adam got arrested last night and everything. And basically, I think I don't remember exactly how it got into it. But he was just kind of saying something. You know, basically, you know, you have a social contract because you live wherever you live. You know, you're bound by a social contract because you live there. You have to follow the rules of that society, or else you know you have to face the consequences. You know, and we tried to go over to him. You know. You don't have to follow all the rules, you know, if ones you don't agree with, you don't have to follow them if you don't want to. And, you know, basically, you know, that's what his whole point was, you know, if you live in a society, you live by the rules or you go, you know, you have to face the consequences. And, you know, I was trying to tell him, you know, I kept trying to hammer it to him, you know, show me some paper I signed, you know, that says, you know, yeah, I agree to follow these rules. You know, I pointed out to him, you know, there's communities out there. There's one just a couple miles from my house where I live, you know, and you move in, you know, you sign, you know, you have to sign a little agreement that says, you know, my house will look this way, you know, on the outside, you know, if I rebuild it, has to look this way. I won't let the grass grow any taller than this. You know, you sign an agreement, a contract, everything, you know, you're obligated to follow those rules. I just, you know, wanted to see what you guys had to say about, you know, about the social contracts, you know, because you live somewhere, you have to follow the rules or else.
Right. I think that, you know, this is clearly a softball in the sense that, you know, what do we think about the social contract? We've been talking about the social contract for years now, and we don't believe in the social contract. But I think when you present this to people, you have to present it in a fashion that makes sense to them. And they've been told, you know, because they've been indoctrinated with the social contract idea up until, you know, this point. And, you know, it's everywhere. People believe this. And the reality is, if you think about it, there is a social contract in the sense that they will enforce the contract upon you, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, whether there's a contract in reality or not, there's a contract in agreement in the sense that these people will enact their portion of the contract. And I'm not saying that the social contract's real. I'm just saying that the cops that shoot your butt will believe that it's so.
Right. It's a religious belief.
So you know, they believe it on faith. In that
it's not a contract because it's all completely arbitrary. Sure. And they can change it at any old time and you never agreed to it.
So show me the contract. Obviously, they know the contract doesn't exist, but they believe it exists. So you have to look at it from their point of view. And I think that what you have to do is kind of deconstruct it. At least for me that this works. Okay. How did the United States come about? So do you think that the social contract exists in North Korea, and then you get an answer, and then you just kind of you work them around the edges, so they'll probably say no, the social contract doesn't exist in North Korea because that's a dictatorship,
territorial.
It only exists here because a majority of the people got to vote on the human
species, the elected people
that are the ones that force these things upon us. So you say okay, so the democratic process where 50% plus one get to decide what 49, 50% minus one have to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it. And basically it. Representatives, Republic, God bless America.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And their whole thing. But then you ask them, well, how did that social contract come about? Because it was the social contract that the King of England had with the colonists, was that a legitimate contract? Because that was the government that was in place when the founding fathers picked up arms and killed people in order to get this. And so they'll either say yes or no. And usually they'll say no because they've been indoctrinated. So you at that point, it's like, okay, so what you're claiming to me is that if I can kill enough people, then I will have the right to tell other people how they live. Because that's how we got here. The fact that we can have a majority tell a minority how they're going to live and what things are going to be like is only in existence in America because enough people were able to kill enough other people who believed differently. They believed that the king had some level of legitimate power, then they killed those people. Then that's how you want to get your that is what you think good governance comes from? Murder?
Ooh, that's a good one, Mark. I wish we had a status to slime out on
genius.
That one. Like, I'm trying to think of what the status would say to slime away from it.
Oh, it's all for the greater good.
That's, yeah.
Or the children.
How many of you people can I kill in order to get what I want for the children?
There you go, Brett. Anything else you want to share?
No, that was about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. It's Brett from copblock.org. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Are you a believer in the social contract? What do you say to Mark's questions, or what would you have said when you believed in it?
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Remember when Alex told you to spell freedom, F-O-O-D? Well, it was true. Food prices are going up even for eFoods Direct. This will require the first price increase in 3 years. Legislation is in process to outlaw growing and sharing of food. Millions of families are being forced to depend on the government to feed them. Food prices are going up for Americans because other countries are buying our food. The most important thing Americans can do for freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of food. Because of your huge response to this buy three get one free special, it will be continued for 7 more days until September 27th. The new price increase will take effect September 28th. eFoods Direct is helping fight for your freedom, spelled F-O-O-D, every way they can. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so head on over and enjoy those on us. They include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the Wiki, the Archives, Bulletin Board System, and more. Go and get it all, freetalklive.com. The main feature of the site actually allows you to create the content. The stuff that you'll see in the main page and the big column of the main page, it's all been created by listeners like you. When you're hunting around on the web, surfing about, you find something interesting that you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it to the Free Talk Live website. You can use our handy new bookmarklet to make that even easier than before. And then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com.
The least voted get an atomic wedgie.
What? Oh, meaning they disappear from the site?
Or? Nah, it's just a high school
reference. I see. All right, so I got an email here that came. It was actually about a month ago that this came in, but I've been holding off on reading this. We haven't talked about the immigration issue for a little while. Thank goodness.
It's almost the third rail for Free Talk Live, right? I mean,
it's a great issue. It's just if it comes up, it never stops.
Right.
When especially on a Saturday night show, if somebody brings up immigration, the calls never end. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but if it's the same that way after show, it will get pretty tiring.
Pretty soon, Free Talk Live is the is the pro, you know, open borders show or something like that, and that's not what it's about.
So it is about open phones, and you can call in and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. So one night we were on the air, and Mark, do you recall the night we had the homeless couple call in from Tupelo?
Yeah, I remember that happened.
Yeah, there was a couple folks, I guess, camping out somewhere in Tupelo, and we were on WKMQ there in Tupelo. So they're listening on some sort of a battery-powered radio and listening to Free Talk Live, and they called in, and one of them was, I guess, claiming that he was in the construction trade and that he'd been put out of work because them darned immigrants had come in and they done competed him out of a job. And it's, you know, the same old kind of story about how it is that immigrants are terrible, terrible. We can't have immigrants because, well, they'll take our jobs. which of course ignores the fact that immigrants coming into a country actually brings new life to the economy. It allows products and services to be offered at lower prices, and you know, increases the supply of labor, which in a free market, which we don't have, but in the more free the market, the more likely it is that new blood is going to be needed, because there are always more jobs available than there are people to fill them, at least as I understand Austrian economics. And so the immigrants coming in creates a new demand as well as a new supply. People ignore that side of it. If you are having to compete for a job with newcomers, whether they be immigrants or young people, because those are also a pretty heavy source of competition, people that are coming up in any given industry are usually willing to work for less at the same job you've been doing for a number of years. So there's always somebody around who's going to threaten your job whence it is they come. And so when an immigrant comes in, they're not only bringing their supply for labor, but they're also bringing a demand. They need their mouths to be fed. They need to have a roof over their heads, and they need to entertain
from
themselves.
From one place to another, they're going to certainly entertain themselves. They're going to do everything that you do. You know, they may do it differently. I've heard of plenty of them coming and shacking up several to a house.
But you could do it, too, if you wanted to save the money.
There are many neighborhoods around the United States that have stopped this. It's one family per household.
It's a stupid thing to do, especially in a down economy where people need as much money as they can possibly get. I mean, I was suggesting earlier to the people that were talking about moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, if you need to save some money, take on some roommates. It's one way to reduce the cost of living, and maybe it'll be a little less comfy for you, but the price you have to pay, right, if you want to get ahead. So just the guy was calling in, this homeless guy was calling in and bemoaning, you know, and I'm homeless because of the immigrants. As though there's no other opportunities out there, as though he has to work in that one trade in which he worked for the rest of his entire life, and that now, you know, it's over for him, and now he's just going to sit out in the parking lot of wherever, you know, the woods in the back of a shopping center and complain about it. So this was the email that I got in response to what we had said to him on the air from R. He was saying, oh, Ron, there he goes. Ron says, your heartlessness is really beyond belief. Piss on the homeless, eh? Because they're not trying hard enough? They can't compete against a bunch of people who are turning you and me into a racial minority inside our own borders.
There you go. Racial minority inside our own borders. I mean, like, I'm not saying this guy's a bigot, but he certainly sounds like one. And I guess the question you have to ask yourself is, can somebody be a bigot without believing that they are, in fact, a bigot?
That is a good question. I think that the answer is yes.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just, the homeless factor, I mean, government is the number one reason homeless people do not succeed. I mean, I was homeless before. I tried to better myself. Took so long just because of government.
Why?
Well, first of all, I couldn't eat. I couldn't understand all the millions of forms they had me fill out to try and get, you know, what I thought was money that I was paying into a system just in case of a situation like this.
Sure,
and
you do.
Yeah, and after 8 days and 8 social workers, lots and lots of paperwork, I couldn't get a dime at all.
You couldn't navigate the bureaucracy. It's not because you couldn't read, right?
Yeah, no. I just, like, I hadn't eaten in 4 weeks. You can't understand all those things when, you know, your brain's not fed. And so I couldn't get help from them, but they also made it impossible to get a job because, you know, there's all these government requirements for getting jobs that when you're homeless, you can't live up to. You just can't.
You gotta have the government ID and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it just, it's not possible. But I could get a job with, you know, all the Latinos down there just as easy as them. Just stand on the sidewalk till somebody has a cleaning job for you. And that was
and that worked
so
out
simple.
For you.
Yes. And 2 weeks I was taken care of.
It's fantastic. So let's continue with Ron here. He says, maybe you'd feel sorry for homeless Mexicans. You're really a pitiable, sorry excuse for a human being.
No, check this out. What we believe on this show is that people who want to work to make their lives better should be free to do so. I also believe that if you don't want to work, you should be free to do so. However, to suggest that it's the fault of some people who are trying to better themselves is, you're deluding yourself, and at the same time, you're hurting those people by propagating this misnomer.
So normally I wouldn't respond to an email like this. It was just that, just those few sentences that came in.
Yeah.
But I just decided to in this particular case. I said, I don't believe in borders or governments. I believe in freedom for all human beings who want it. All people should be free to live life how they want, including Mexicans. Sorry for the misunderstanding. And he wrote back. He said, I would agree, but how do we make sure this all goes down fairly? Well, you don't use coercion, you don't use force, and you let the market decide how things work out. And the market is the best way to essentially move resources from place to place and allocate them in the most appropriate ways. You don't need to have some sort of school marm standing over everybody and slapping her ruler on her wrists and telling people what to do. This government, this idea that government's going to somehow level the playing field and help you out.
Right, and if you're a conservative, you believe this organization to be inefficient. Efficient and controlled by, you know, politicals that have political designs, which means rewarding their friends, punishing their enemies. If you do believe in the political process to some extent, you understand that in fact all you have to do is go to the DMV to see the customer service stinks from the government. How much worse is it if the government's dealing with somebody who doesn't even vote for it or have any kind of recourse whatsoever? If you're an illegal alien, it's not like you can go to write your congressman or anything, as if that does anything.
Yeah, and I never understand these people who pick and choose their issues, and they're on the side of government for one and against government for the other, and it's like, just take the worst, you know, display of government inefficiency and apply it around the board, because that's what you're going to get every time. You can't say one is going to work and one's not, because they're all the same bureaucracy.
Well, it's some sort of weird fantasy that they have that their favorite agencies will work better. Well, the military's better because I like them. They're just as bureaucratic, if not more so.
Or that they can say something like, well, yes, the government should work better, and this is how we could make it work better. But this is what we have. You know how the government's going to work in this instance because you've got it already.
There's more to his email here in a moment. We'll share it with you at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to dial in. Bring up whatever's on your mind as well. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. This is Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, companies or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time perhaps for your phone call. You can make it now to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there, and they are totally free. So head on over there, freetalklive.com. Get interactive, and if you want to help support the show, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a whole bunch of different things listed there that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you can actually get Free Talk Live Flare over at libertyflare.com, thanks to Meg.
Yep.
So that's another option for you. Let's continue, though, with this email from Ron. He is talking about those darn immigrants. They're stealing our jobs. So he says, would Americans have the same rights south of the border that you want the Mexicans to have up here?
Oh, God. Now, here it is, the straw man. Did I ever say, yay, Mexico, there's so much more saintly down there south of the border where the water flows with bacteria? No! Look, if you want a third world banana republic, dude, you move. Don't say that. Don't suggest that somehow, because the way that Mexico handles its immigration system, that the United States should do the same.
We should be more like third world countries,
right,
is what he's essentially saying there. I would like all people to have freedom. But freedom is hard to come by when one is a racial minority.
Well, freedom is... What?
That what? Is such a backwards phrase. I mean,
it's a bigoted
say,
phrase.
Yeah,
it's
to say there's a minority of anything. Like, you're an individual person. Just
only the lily white race really knows about what freedom is, boy. If you want freedom, you better stick with your own kind, because the rest of them, they hate you. There's going to be a race war.
Hey, he says, I know this because I've lived it, not because it's a theory somewhere in a book. You don't address this in the show because I believe it would be too frightening.
What is frightening again?
I'm not sure. I guess the suggestion that white people are a racial minority or becoming a minority.
We must have tyranny at the border in order to have freedom within. And here is the fallacy of that. If you have tyranny at the border, you're not going to be successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you manage to make America such a big police state that nobody wants to come.
Right.
Whoopee, let's go for that. Or if you try to stop the 11 to 20 million people that are already here, if you're going to try to get them and move them out, you're going to have to crack down in some way or another, whether it's on small, whether it's on business people having some kind of arduous paperwork they've got to fill out, hire another, you know, useless employee that's really only filling out government paperwork.
Don't forget the occasional raid for when they check your files. And
send in the ICE guys who are just a bunch of shiftless bureaucrats who aren't actually producing anything either, who come in with their MP5s and their riot gear, scare the bejesus out of people, separate mothers from their children.
It's a price you pay for freedom, son.
All that other stuff. How about some nice door-to-door searches?
Freedom isn't free.
The checkpoints on the road, we've already got that pretty much. You can have that pretty much anywhere in the United States.
You want to be speaking Mexican, son?
I speak Mexican just fine. Are you afraid you can't compete in that marketplace?
And that's what it's really all about. It's
right.
Really all about
these little bigots.
These are people. Many
not
of them are
all
bigoted.
Of them.
Many
certainly
of them.
Not all of them, but you know,
it manifests that way.
It sits down there at the core of this argument.
They're either bigoted or they are ignorant or they are they're protectionists. They don't want the competition.
Sure. These same people, most of them, that say that you should, we should only be hiring good, honest American folks and the people that the American government lets in. We should only hire them. You shouldn't be able to hire people that the American government doesn't let in, are the same people that are out there driving Toyotas, Hondas, Kias, and all kinds of other companies. Look, if you're about protectionism and protecting American business, then do it. Don't half-step. Don't play ring around the rosy with me. Do it. Buy only American stuff. Put your money where your mouth is.
The people that you support come from cultures which have no tradition of personal freedom. They come from cultures which are unfortunate descendants of the Spanish Catholic Empire. Traditions which don't allow for Austrian economists, Ayn Rand, or any other liberty-minded concepts. Now, does he actually know Hispanic people? Does he have any idea what he's talking about?
I don't know. I don't trust Hispanic people to vote towards liberty. But you know what? I don't trust this guy or most of America either. So I think that you're going to be better off by letting free people come, you know, move across borders freely. What we have here in the United States is a government problem, and this guy's pointing it out. We don't have an immigration problem. You've got a government problem.
Who is going to come from a country that has socialist beliefs to come to a more free place? People in search of freedom are going to be the most likely people that are coming out, that are leaving these hell holes.
It's a heck of a lot easier to educate these people than to pick them up and move them across the border.
In addition, they encourage a very nativist racial view of things, which I've never heard you or Mark address.
That's because
on the show.
People, you know, no doubt. How would you feel? Just think about it for a second. If you're a Mexican over here, especially, you know, even if you're not one that's here illegally, imagine how you feel when you hear this rhetoric bandied about by those that this kind of rhetoric.
Yeah, you get this guy in your face, and then of course you're going to think like, oh crap. People hate me because of my color. Well, I hate them back.
Right. You know, this is what you're creating. You're creating in the world the thing you fear the most.
I like to think I understand the idea of freedom, but I don't see much freedom coming in your world, a world where I and others like me are an outpopulated minority, begging for privileges from people who only have racial revenge on their minds. As the American Indians experienced, this is the way it goes when one isn't careful about the tide of history.
It's ridiculous.
Did he just, admit to killing off all the Indians?
No, he's suggesting that that's what will happen to him. Yeah. And the code here that he's saying is that they will be where I and others like me are an outpopulated minority. He doesn't mean people that were born in America. He means white people. Right? Isn't that what he's saying there?
Right. What he's suggesting is that if you let too many of the dirty brown Mexican descendant types, they'll get together and they'll do bad things to
us.
Whether
whether
through the political process or not, they're all threats.
And then he alludes to the American Indians. We know what happened to them. So the suggestion is there that darn Mexicans are going to come in and exterminate us.
You know, first off, you're not looking at the way demographics work. When people get more wealthy and when they move into metropolitan areas, they begin to have fewer children. So, yes, absolutely.
It's just fear-mongering. It's just race hatred. It's just stoking flames.
I don't even know how somebody goes that far off the deep end.
It's just crazy. Anyway, thanks for the email, Ron. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Hello, guys. Hi, Meg.
Hey.
Something very similar happened to me recently, which is why I'm calling. In a blog post that I posted, somebody who was obviously a little bigoted was arguing about the stance that I took, which was pretty much a pro-freedom stance. Free people should cross borders freely. And to make a long story short, his view of Mexicans, and that's the word that he actually used, was that they were lazy and that they didn't want to assimilate and that they didn't want to learn English.
Wrong.
These are all the same things that Benjamin...
My experience, my personal experience, was just the opposite.
No, sure.
And so I was thinking to myself that this gentleman, if he knows any Mexicans, because I personally know a number of Mexicans, some who I know are here, quote-unquote, illegally, without their papers. And I found them to be just the opposite, very hardworking. Mm-hmm. They want to learn English. They're trying to learn English, and they are wanting to assimilate, and they're talking to me. And I'm thinking that this gentleman, the reason he gets this idea is because of the arrogance that he approaches them with. Mm-hmm. And that's what they need to be pointed out. You have to respect each and every individual, regardless of his color, how he speaks, how he looks. You have to approach them with respect.
Absolutely.
And with love,
but this guy just
interest.
Looks at the color, and that's it.
That's
he just
right.
he just and looks then, at their skin color, and he groups them all together. Are there lazy Mexicans? Of course. Just like there are lazy white boys and lazy black people and lazy fill in the blanks and lazy Asians and so on and so forth.
Laziness is a luxury that comes with wealth. And I'll tell you, most Mexicans not particularly that are coming across the border not particularly wealthy.
Yeah.
I would say that if you were going to make a generalization about Mexicans, the generalization that you should make is they are hard workers. Certainly some of them have learned how to use the system, but the system itself is hard work.
Seems like a lot of the white people that are complaining are the lazy ones. They don't want to compete.
Yeah, I mean, their jobs are being taken, so they need to get better jobs.
They're if not willing
being taken
to work
by,
for less.
Yeah, people who can't speak English, then obviously your job isn't that hard.
Hey, thanks, Matt, for the call. We're out of time. It has been Ian here with you. And Meg.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And don't forget to visit Meg at libertyflare.com. Grab some of her flair. And that sounds kind of dirty. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.